Good morning. An active weather day shaping up across interior New York and New England as a thunderstorm complex that originated over the upper Great Lakes continues to sweep through parts of the area this morning. The complex has weakened a bit this morning, but still heavy downpours and some thunder and lightning possible as we head into the early to mid-morning hours. We'll get a bit of a break with some hazy sunshine as a warm front heads our way from the south. Along I-90 and points south of the warm front, the humidity will skyrocket and be at tropical levels, while the northern parts of New York and New England will remain in moderate to low humidity through the day today. This will set the stage for another round of showers and thunderstorms, especially in the humid air south of I-90. And some of these storms could be on the severe side with gusty winds, hail, frequent lightning, and heavy downpours. There is even the possibility of a few rotating storms as wind shear will be maximized, especially south of the warm front. High temperatures today will range from the mid to upper 80s south of the warm front to the lower to mid 70s in the mountains of northern New York and Vermont. As we head into the evening hours, the storm threat will persist, with some of the storms still on the strong to severe side. Then overnight, the activity will tend to die out. Still, it will be warm and very humid, with temperatures in the high 60s and lower 70s for overnight lows. More energy in the atmosphere will swing through tomorrow. We run the risk again of a few showers and thunderstorms, most of these below severe limits, however. It'll still be warm and humid with a mix of sun and clouds, and highs will be in the lower to mid 80s. And with the trough of low pressure still overhead on Saturday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and showers and thunderstorms will be common. Highs will be in the lower 80s. We'll finally see this trough of low pressure lift out for the second half of the weekend. A better chance at more sunshine mixed with clouds on Sunday and dry weather. Highs again in the lower to mid 80s. And the dry weather will hold into Monday with partly sunny skies and highs in the mid 80s. Another disturbance will approach for the midweek period next week. Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible for both Tuesday and Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny skies with highs remaining in the lower to middle 80s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and southern New York into southern New England. And also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from a portion of the Southern Plains, Great Lakes, and Ohio Valley into the northeastern states and mid-Atlantic. A corridor of moderate to strong west-southwesterly deep layer flow of 40 to 50 knots will persist within the base of an amplifying upper trough from the Ohio Valley into the northeast. A southwesterly low-level jet stream will contribute to northeastward destabilization as richer moisture, dew points in the upper 60s, advects northeastward in the wake of an advancing warm front. Strong instability, sharply cooler temperatures with height, and 30 to 50 knots of deep layer flow will promote a threat of widespread wind damage as storms evolve into lines and clusters. A few storms may also develop supercell structures with the potential for large hail and perhaps a tornado or two. Especially here in the northeastern states where stronger effective shear will exist near and just south of the warm front. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Houston, Texas at 12:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday. The last report of hail was at White Court, Canada at 3:19 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 80 miles visibility under cloudy skies, 45 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 25 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 45 degrees. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 69 degrees, the dew point 59, 70% relative humidity, a south wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.72 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 33 at Stanley, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with showers and thunderstorms near 90, Boston, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms in the mid-80s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms and highs near 80 degrees. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 82 degrees, the low 59. The average temperature, 71. That's 1 degree below normal. No precipitation yesterday for the month, 3.39 inches, which is 0.07 of an inch above normal. And for the year, 19.34 inches, which is 2.55 inches below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 83 degrees, the average low, 62. The record high, 96, set in 1963, and the record low, 46, in 1976. Sunrise this morning was at 5:41 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:22 p.m., 14 hours and 41 minutes of daylight, a decrease of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today and highs in the lower to mid-70s. More showers and thunderstorms tonight with lows in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny, warm, and very humid with showers and thunderstorms likely today, some strong to severe, highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, warm, and becoming very humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely, some strong to severe, highs in the mid 80s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the upper 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, warm, and very humid with showers and thunderstorms likely today, some strong to severe, highs in the mid to upper 80s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 70s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Partly sunny, warm, and becoming very humid today with showers and thunderstorms likely, some strong to severe, highs in the mid-80s. More showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 70s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, warm and humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms, lower to mid-80s, scattered showers and storms Saturday in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds for both Sunday and Monday, lower to mid-80s, and scattered showers and thunderstorms in the forecast again for Tuesday and Wednesday, otherwise a mix of sun and clouds, lower to middle 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.